Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. Today, we take a look at the life and music of Christian Scott, who also goes by the name of Christian Scott Atunde Ajua. This young New Orleans trumpet player has reimagined not only trumpet playing, but also the very instrument itself. While being acutely aware of tradition, his music pushes the envelope of cutting-edge jazz. He comes from the influential New Orleans Harrison family, who have long been leaders in that city's artistic and cultural heritage. In keeping with his family's inclinations, he has used his success to give back to his community. Now here is Steve Gedrose.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming to our first Jazz in the Hall for this season. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Yes, we'll be presenting Adrian Brill and his friends for you this evening. It'll be a rockin' set, I can assure you of that. When I got in touch with Adrian about his show tonight, he gave me several names of musicians, and particularly jazz trumpet players, who had been influential to his own musical life. These musicians are all familiar to me, names like Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, Chet Baker, and Randy Brecker. But one that stood out was Christian Scott. While Christian's music does not resemble in any way the tunes that Adrian's going to perform for us tonight, he really is significant because he takes jazz trumpet in a new direction. I felt that this young man was definitely worth a closer look, so that's what I'll concentrate on tonight. Christian Scott now goes by the elongated name of Christian Scott Atunde Ajua. The additional names refer to twin generals from the African nation of Benin, who were known to have fostered a bond between the African Americans in the New Orleans area and Native Americans. This relationship between escaped slaves and the Native Americans who sheltered them grew into the New Orleans phenomenon of the Mardi Gras Indians. This is essentially neighborhood social groups who create elaborate costumes inspired by Native American regalia to parade through the streets on Mardi Gras and St. Joseph's Night. Christian is a descendant of New Orleans' first family of arts and culture, the Harrisons. He is grandson of the legendary Big Chief Donald Harrison Sr., who led 4 nations in the city's Mardi Gras Indian tradition. The Big Chief decides where the tribe will march and whom they will challenge with their call and response, singing and drumming. From what I gather, the sparring match continues until both sides come into the same rhythm, at which point they march on, looking for more encounters. The idea of letting loose and embracing traditional African music and dance is a fundamental element of the Mardi Gras Indians' practice. Growing up in this strong cultural tradition, Christian was mentored by his uncle, jazz innovator and legendary sax man, Donald Harrison Jr. After graduating from New Orleans Center for Creative Arts in 2001, Christian received a full scholarship to Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. At Berklee, he earned a degree in professional music and film scoring 2.5 years later. Since 2002, Christian has released 11 critically acclaimed studio recordings, 2 live albums, and 1 greatest hits collection. According to National Public Radio in the States, Christian Scott ushers in a new era of jazz. He's been heralded by Jazz Times magazine as jazz's young style god. This derives from his own personal style of clothes, hairstyles, and bling, as well as the reimagined instruments that he plays. The Adams Instruments Christian Scott line is revolutionizing brass instrument design and sound. Scott's design innovations include the siren, which merges elements from trumpet, flugelhorn, and cornet into one instrument. The sirenette is a compact version of the siren. Sirenette, I guess it would be called. Compact version of the siren that incorporates a bell that curves around the valves. The reverse flugelhorn is a completely inverted flugelhorn design that darkens the horn's sound while accentuating the upper register, significantly extending the range of the instrument. If you have any interest in brass instruments, I encourage you to check out images of these horns. They are absolutely unique. Christian is the creator of stretch music, a jazz-rooted, genre-blind musical form. Scott says they are attempting to stretch, not replace, jazz's rhythmic, melodic, and harmonic conventions to encompass as many musical forms, languages, cultures as we can. On his stretch music recording from 2015, he successfully amalgamates a myriad of musical styles. There are elements of West African rhythms, modern jazz harmonies, electronic music, and a hint of the mariachi vibe also thrown in. This track called Twin literally twins several brass sounds into an evocative brass choir through multi-tracking. Let's hear a sample of Twin. This is number one, please, Rolly. Twin from Stretch Music. Following this stretch music recording, Christian released the Centennial Trilogy. The series was intended to honor the 100th birthday of recorded jazz. This in itself was problematic for some of Christian's elders. For one thing, an all-white group performed the first recording in 1917. One of the other issues was the predominant use of the term Dixieland for early traditional jazz. Black musicians in New Orleans do not appreciate the reference to the Confederate States and the slavery that was endemic to them. The trilogy is a sobering reevaluation of the social political realities of the modern world through sound. It speaks to a litany of issues that continue to plague the collective human experience, such as slavery in America via the prison industrial complex, food insecurity, xenophobia, immigration, climate change, sexual orientation and gender inequality, fascism, and the return of the demagogue. As you can gather, this young man is very serious. The first installment in this centennial trilogy is a recording called Ruler Rebel. I'd like to sample a song from that collection for you now. This track is called Encryption and features the supremely gifted young flautist and vocalist, Elena Pinderhughes. Now 21 years old, Pinderhughes has spent half her life learning from a host of musical aunties and uncles, as well as playing alongside notable mentors like Herbie Hancock, Joshua Redman, and Carlos Santana. Joining Christian's band has challenged her to find a new and deeper degree of musical intensity. Their instrumental voices are beautifully complementary, as we'll hear on this next track. So this is number two, please, Rolly. This is Encryption. From a tune called Encryption from Ruler Rebel. Next, we'll move to the second installment in the Centennial Trilogy for a recording called Diaspora. I'll sample a track called Our Lady of New Orleans, dedicated to Harriet Harrison, Christian's grandmother. She founded the Guardians Institute to honor her late husband, Big Chief Donald Harrison Sr. Guardians Institute is dedicated to the development of youth through literacy, New Orleans indigenous cultural arts, as well as West African and New World oral traditions. Diaspora is meant to refer to the entirety of Christian's listening public, though the word obviously has specific connotations in the African-American experience. One of the definitions of diaspora refers to people settled far from their ancestral homelands. This track also features the creative combination of Christian's horn and the soulful flute playing of Elena Pinderhughes. This number three, please, Rolly. This is called Our Lady of New Orleans. Taste of Our Lady of New Orleans from Diaspora from June of 2017. This brings us to my final piece from this Centennial Trilogy. This recording is called The Emancipation Procrastination. The album title refers to the reworking of President Abraham Lincoln's 1863 proclamation to free some 3 million enslaved people in the southern United States. This freedom came at a heavy price to the African American population, who still struggle for full equality 155 years later. I'd like to sample the title track, also called Emancipation Procrastination. Here, Christian invites associations with past styles of jazz. The prominent use of electric guitar suggests a vintage rock fusion approach, and the expressive Fender Rhodes playing by Lawrence Fields is reminiscent of Miles Davis's sound from the late 1960s. Even some of the musical motifs evoke the Dark Prince. So this is number 4, please, Rolly. This is the Emancipation Procrastination. Taste of the Emancipation Procrastination that was released in October 2017. Beyond his touring and recording schedule, Christian has provided his services to Each One, Save One, New Orleans AIDS Task Force, Girls First, the Mardi Gras Indian Hall of Fame, Good Work Network, and numerous other community service organizations, holding master classes, creating and participating in discussion panels, as well as purchasing and giving away instruments are all part of Christian's community-based work. He has worked with the Guardians Institute in New Orleans' Ninth Ward, which I've mentioned is dedicated to reading and fiscal literacy, cultural retention, and a firm commitment to the participation of community elders and artists in uplifting and supporting youth in underserved areas of New Orleans. Christian currently sits on numerous boards, including the aforementioned Guardians Institute and the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts. These activities garnered him a place in Ebony Magazine's 30 Young Leaders Under 30. He remains a passionate and vocal proponent of human rights and an unflinching critic of injustices throughout the world. Certainly an artist to watch. That concludes my brief look at the life and times of Christian Scott Atunde Ajiwa. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve, for the introduction to Christian Scott Atunde Ajiwa. As a new voice that demands attention, this youthful visionary enhances the vibrant history of New Orleans trumpet players by adding new techniques and an exciting new aesthetic. We recorded this presentation in October 2018. YouTube commenters described Diaspora, the title track from Scott's 2017 recording, as soul food and uplifting. See how you feel as we play Diaspora in the time we have left. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Rolly Mitten. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.